A surveillance state. Even disregarding the many educated and thoughtful people who have come to see the attacks of September 11, 2001 as an inside job perpetrated by elements within the U.S. government, it is now clear that political and military leaders used the horrific attacks as a pretext to raise up both a national security surveillance state and corporate defense profits. In post-9/11 America, government intrusion into our lives has grown to the point where the presumption of innocence no longer applies. In July 2014, new revelations of National Security Agency, NSA, spying showed that the spy agency was targeting even prominent American citizens with no criminal records. American lawyer, journalist, and author Glenn Greenwald, who worked as a columnist in U.S. offices of The Guardian, along with journalist and political commentator Murtaza Hussein, whose work has appeared in The New York Times, The Guardian, The Globe and Mail, and Salon, among others, produced government documents obtained from the whistleblower Edward Snowden showing how the NSA and the FBI covertly monitored the emails of prominent Muslim Americans, including a political candidate and several civil rights activists, academics, and lawyers, under secretive procedures intended to target terrorists and foreign spies. Faisal Gill, one of those targeted by government surveillance, said he is a longtime Republican Party operative who once served in the Department of Homeland Security under President George W. Bush and held a top-secret security clearance. "I went to school here as a fourth grader, learned about the Revolutionary War, learned about individual rights, Thomas Jefferson, all these things," said Gill. "That is ingrained in you. Your privacy is important. And to have that basically invaded for no reason whatsoever, for the fact that I didn't do anything, I think that's troubling. And I think that certainly goes to show how we need to shape policy differently than it is right now." Mass surveillance by the U.S. can be traced back to the Spanish-American War, when U.S. forces in the Philippines maintained card files on 70% of the population. This system was brought back to the U.S. and incorporated into legislation such as the 1917 Espionage Act and the 1918 Sedition Act. During World War II, the FBI set up surveillance systems in foreign countries such as Brazil and Colombia. After the war, the espionage territory was expanded to Japan, Greece, Uruguay, and other countries feared susceptible to communist infiltration. In Guatemala in 1954, the CIA used various methods of surveillance in its effective overthrow of the government of Jacobo Arbenz. American advisors then helped create a vast filing system there to hunt down enemies of the new U.S.-backed regime. This program, known as the National Police Archive, tracked the movements of dissidents, recorded their political opinions, identified their associates, mapped their daily routes, and ultimately eliminated them.